This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
On the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only sheep can, only feed hands. It's only, only, it's only feed hands.
Hold on 1 second, I have a big loogie.
This is a nice apartment though. It's pretty big too.
It's big, right?
How much is your rent here, like? 10 grand a month?
Yeah, it's like 35 grand a month.
No, it's not.
It's like 89 grand a month.
45 grand? No, that's how much you pay? That's not that much.
Who the fuck thinks that's not that much? That is so much money. All right,
my friend pays like $2,800 and it's literally half the size of this. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money in life, but not for where you're at.
It is, though. All right. Are we starting? 1, 2, cut, action. Welcome back.
Your face. All your dog wants to do is lick her asshole.
Lick her asshole.
Well, I mean, if you could lick your asshole, wouldn't you? Or your pussy? I don't know what she's licking.
She just tired herself out. Welcome to another episode of Only Fiends. With me, your host, Karen Elizabeth Fien, and our guest today,
Karen Elizabeth,
a long time in the making too. I feel like, oh, that's love. It's love. It's love. It's
she
love.
She can bite me. Oh my god, that's not love.
Mabel, what are you doing?
Oh my god, she hates me.
She wants to play.
She kind of does want to play, but that was like weird, Pat.
Well, I hope she bites. I hope she bites me, and then I can
what
sue
are you.
You.
Doing? What are you doing?
Your dog's gonna bite me, and then I'm gonna own this apartment.
What are you doing,
I can't
Mabel?
Wait. She's being a cunt.
What the fuck are you doing?
Mabel, I see why you're in a shelter now.
She does have a personality disorder, for sure.
She's a cunt. That's what it is. Your dog is going to bite me and I'm going to fucking sue you.
I can't.
I'm going to own
Mabel.
All of this will be mine. This tree, this couch.
All my shit is dead. I'm like, this isn't, it's weird. Pat, what was that?
She doesn't, maybe she thinks I'm too friendly with her.
Maybe she thinks you're too comfortable.
I don't know. She thinks I'm being too friendly with her.
Mabel, can you fix your attitude?
This is why she should have been put down in the shelter.
I mean, I got her when she was 8 months.
Yeah. 8 months too long that she was alive.
Well, I'm not rewarding that behavior, but why don't you go play?
She hates me now. It's okay, Mabel.
I want you to be able to like pet her and interact with her and not be afraid of her.
I'm not going to do that now. She's already made it known that she's not likable.
She does like kind of similar things to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
When I like wrestle with her, like she'll wrestle. And then sometimes if I like pin her down for too long, she'll be a fucking bitch.
Listen, your dog's mean. That's all there is to it. We've all just seen it.
I mean, that was like on tape. Like that was like a dog being like, get out of here. For what? And this was supposed to be like the best. You were like, not that you're not, but like.
No.
I've been talking shit about all these like bitch male comedians. Well, I usually have to put her in my room.
Now she wants to bite me. So now forget it. Now this dog should be dead.
What's wrong with you?
Mabel.
What is wrong with you?
Maybe because we wanted her to stop licking her pussy.
She was like, yeah, that was it.
Well, now I'm not going to pet you because she might bite me.
I feel like in like I'm going to place a bet right now. In like 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes, she's going to be really into you.
Well, then I'm going to be mean to her.
Yeah. So I get that.
We'll see how it's going to go.
I get that. I feel like she's going to snuggle right up under you or like lay bash on you like
this.
She
better not.
I just feel that that's going to be the move. Stop dominating me.
This is why you shop and don't adopt.
Listen, I love people and dogs with personality disorders.
Listen, that is true. That is very, very true.
That's like where my heart goes. She is imperfect.
I don't know if I could pet her now because she like got upset.
I mean, it's not like her humps are up.
Her humps?
Yeah.
Her heckles, you mean?
Like these. Like, yeah. Are those your heckles? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even, I mean, I've heard
Let
it before.
See that again. Uh-oh.
Mabes.
Mabel, I was being nice to you.
Here, ready? Give her a treat. We gotta reset this.
Cause it's like, wait, are you leaving this whole thing in the podcast?
We think we have to for research.
I mean, it doesn't make this dog look good.
It really doesn't. It makes it look like less euthanizer.
That's what should have been done.
All she had.
Yeah.
All right. Are you gonna be good?
I doubt it. I think she's gonna be mean. Here, just give me the whole thing. Just give me all of them. I will give them to you as you're nice to me.
Yeah. Here you go.
Wow, Justin Silver's like, this is not how you do this.
No. Well, Justin Silver's.
We're like, look at shit.
Listen, Mabel, I can only be downstairs for 45 minutes. Okay? I was already told that.
This is a full-on training session at this point. Thanks, Mabes. All right, you're going to be chill now? Now, I feel like Mabel, she might give you a paw.
Mabel, you should be dead.
That might come.
You're going to die because you're mean and you're going to bite some rich lady's kid. And then going to be dead.
We do have the choker collar. I call it a torture collar.
Oh, yeah, with the prongs? My mom used to have that for her Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Oh, now you give me a pour. I think she just wants more food.
I think she's going to, after this, lay down on top of you.
Well.
If I had to guess. And I don't know, you know, Mabel, God, she's so good sometimes. Well, but that's like relative, right? Because she has gotten in like multiple fights and like gone after a few like French bulldogs and like a doodle.
Oh, yeah, this dog is a fucking nature. This dog should be dead.
Like a doodle here and there. Like
a doodle? Come on. You know what? I would respect her more if she went after Rottweilers or something. You're trying to fight doodles?
She did get in one fight with one Rottweiler named Lainey.
Who won?
They had to be broken up.
Yeah. Rottweilers locked their jaws.
Yeah. Yeah. She would have lost for sure.
And I would have said after meeting her now that she deserved it. To be honest. Mabel, what are you doing?
She's my best friend.
Of course she's awful. Yeah.
I know.
Does she like any of your conquests?
Yeah, she loves, like, men.
That's what it is. Does she love Pat?
But she loves, you know, she was loving on Micah. She loved on Chanel Ali.
Yeah, she doesn't like me. She loves you.
Lie down. You're
you
bugging me.
To yourself
I don't
want to
give you any
person.
Attention.
She loves Pat, he just said.
Yeah, in his third person, he's been abused. He doesn't know who he is anymore. All right, let's just pretend like Mabel's dead.
Like who's dead?
Mabel. R.I.P. Mabel. So now that Mabel's dead, I've been working the road a lot more.
Well, I do wish your other dog was alive.
Ernest?
Yeah, and this one was dead. Ernest was very nice, Mabel.
Mabel.
Even with cancer, he was still a gentleman.
Because he was drooling on everything.
Whatever, he's still nice. He never bit anybody.
It was like acid drool. I think she just is like was a little like intense about
Don't
you.
Don't make excuses for your dog. Your dog is awful.
She's black,
She's
though.
Mean.
She's had it harder than
Has
other
she?
Dogs.
That's true. I think black dogs get adopted less.
Yeah, everybody's afraid of them. Probably because they bite.
And for good reason. This dog is the worst.
I really think that you know, the clip is going to be like a few, like 20 minutes from now, and she's going to be all over you, and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is the best dog ever. I love her so much.
Definitely not.
Because when she's a sweetheart, she's a sweetheart.
I'm just going to call her not Ernest.
She's half, she's half lab, you know? She's got a really sweet personality.
What's the rest?
Oh, I don't know. What the fuck is up with you?
Maybe was I too close to her ears or something?
No.
I don't know.
She lets me take her whole head, and but now she loves you. Look at her. She's going to lick you. I told you.
I still don't trust her.
I know. I don't blame you.
I trust her 0%.
I totally don't
blame
you.
If I had a gun right now, I'd put it right in the back of her head and kill her.
For sure. For sure. I just am saying, like, if...
Is she going to bite me again?
She kisses. She can give kisses. She wants to lick your hand.
I don't trust her now,
though. I get it. I get it.
Sorry. Sorry, Mabel.
Sorry, Mabes. You're being a bitch. You don't. Don't give her any affection if she has her back.
No
to
more
you.
Affection.
What? And now you're being a real mama's girl.
And then I'm going to tell everyone that comes here they have a right to be scared of her and not like her. Mabel.
Damn it. She's being protective of me a little bit. It's so.
I didn't even
weird.
Hit you. I was just.
I know.
I was just petting her. Like, I was literally, it wasn't like I slapped you. I literally pet her back and she went
even
to go.
Even when the guys do slap me, she kind of is like wags her tail.
She's not into it. She feels my masculinity.
Well, that's what I said to you. I was like, finally, a fucking alpha who's not going to be a little bitch about the dog. Do you see a bug?
What kind of bug? Oh, yeah, that little mosquito.
Oh, yeah, she's locked in. Wait, this thing?
Oh, I don't know what that is. I thought
it's
that's
a piece
what
of
it was.
Dust, Mabel.
She might see a ghost.
She's locked and loaded.
I've summoned Ernest.
I'm bummed out.
Why? I don't really hate her.
No, I know. I mean, I know, but I'm like bummed out that the interaction isn't going how I envisioned it.
Well, it's kind of like when you go on a date and the same thing happens. You ever get excited for a date and then it's awful? Oh. It's kind of what this is right now.
Yeah.
Awful Mabel.
Not Ernest. Hashtag not Ernest.
Not Ernest.
What are your favorite kinds of dogs?
Anything but this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I like dogs with breathing problems, like smushed in faces. Boxers, Boston Terriers, Pugs.
There's a boxer named Griffin who's kind of, he's a nice boxer.
Boxers, I love. That was my dog I had for 14 years.
I know.
She was the best. She never bit one person.
Mabel never bit one person either.
Almost.
Yeah.
If I didn't move my hand, she bit me a little bit. This is going to be a little bit my apartment.
What corner do you want?
What's nice about this apartment is that it's so close to the water, you probably see jumpers. Somebody's got to, like, just kill themselves over here, right?
No, because they all have money. They have things to live for.
Yeah, but a lot of people who are rich still kill themselves. Like the
when
guy,
their stocks tank or whatever.
Right, that's got to happen to some of these people.
For sure, I guess.
All these
numbers.
People that have money invested in Epstein Island.
Right. What, that's not still up and running?
I was talking about the other day and somebody said people just go there and like tag themselves in it, but I don't know that it's up and running as like a bed and breakfast.
I'm gonna go have
it should be. They
should
I'm
gonna suggest
something.
We have my niece's christening and like a destination.
I wonder
a destination wedding at Epstein Island.
What do you think they're doing at Epstein Island now? Because it is still an island that's nice.
They probably just sell property and other like rich people who don't care about what people think about them live there.
I mean, but the island itself is still nice. It's not like the kids come there.
Right.
So, like, I would buy it if I had the money for it. What is going on with Epstein's Island? What Jeffrey Epstein's Erie private island?
That's not... Is that the whole thing?
I guess so. I don't think it was that big.
Small.
They weren't really outside a lot anyway. So I don't think it matters.
Oh, right.
I think they were just doing most of the fucking inside that house.
Right, right, right. And then they would maybe like hunt natives in the rest of the land.
What land? You have to get in a boat.
And then little was some jungle.
The home was demolished.
Was demolished?
Okay, yes. So what are they doing with the actual
By the Clinton
island?
Foundation?
There's a new house coming, but I don't know who owns it.
I don't understand why they have to demolish the whole thing. Because of everyone's jizz? The swimming pool is still kept filled, though. That's nice. You can still go take a swim.
I'm going to go there. I can't read any of that. That's how bad my eyes are.
Why don't you just get
There's
glasses?
Rumors
They're
that
in my
there
room.
Are secret tunnels.
There's what?
Rumors that there are secret tunnels underneath. You can hide stuff and people in it.
That's I would really so cool. do that. If I had like that kind of money, yeah, I would have a whole development of like bunkers for like me and like 20 of my friends and family or whatever.
Secret tunnels underneath the temple and elsewhere have not been substantiated. A story that children's bones have been found dumped in the sea.
I believe that.
Appears to be fabrication. Well, they didn't kill the kids, right? They were just fucking them. That would be my argument in if I was a lawyer. Your Honor, they were just fucking them. They didn't kill them. They could have, because they have all of these underground places to keep them in.
Maybe a few of them were kind of chatty.
I'm sure. Did you watch the documentary at all?
With, like, that one blonde girl or, like, the blonde sisters?
The one that, like, thought she was going there to be, like, an artist.
Yeah.
Where it's like, how fucking naive are you? You're not. I've seen some of your work. It's terrible. No one is inviting you to an island to paint for them or whatever she thought.
Right. I mean, my thing is, like, some of them that were so young and poor and, like, from high school, like, the massage stuff, like.
Sure.
That's fucked up. But I do agree that,
what about,
like,
if you're just massaging feet?
I mean, yeah, but you could be doing that, but the next thing you know, you're staring at a boner. You know what I mean?
Avert your eyes. Haven't you ever heard that? look the other way.
Look the other way.
Con Ed has to be paid. Okay? Con Ed's going to get shut off unless you massage his feet and he jerks off to it.
Micah was talking about being willing to be paid to be, like, placed under anesthesia and let people have sex with her body.
I feel like I seen that clip and I liked it. And yeah. I feel like I want that for Micah. I really think that she would
you ever do that?
I don't want to fuck people when they're awake. You think I'm going to fuck someone when they're dead?
No, you're the dead one.
No, dead. I don't want that. Because it's not even like they're just going to fuck you. Who knows what else you're going to do?
Oh, they are going to defile you, I would assume.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, if I'm, like, putting somebody to sleep to fuck them, I'm not, like, romantically caressing them and fucking
also, it's
them.
Like, why can't you just do it while I'm awake? What are you going to do?
Yeah, because they need you malleable to shove stuff up you and, like, draw all the stuff on your face and, like, do, like, cheesy, like, stuff, like, take pictures.
I mean, that they could do while I'm awake. You want to just draw, like, a dick on my face? That's fine.
Have you ever watched those, like, public humiliation porns?
No.
Oh, they're great. Pat, you watch those?
Pat, can you bring one up?
Don't lie, Pat. Pat goes like this.
Public humiliation, like you're out in public and somebody slaps you in the face?
It'll be like a bar setting and it'll be like full of bar people, patrons. Okay. And then one person is like the centerpiece spectacle. And there's usually like a ringmaster that's like a lady dominatrix. And it's usually the victim or whatever is like tied up and they just like all come and like do crazy shit to her.
This is not a dating site. It's too bad. I'd really like to date that lady.
That's me. That was me. Pat, that was me.
Do you think there's people that do OnlyFans that are like 65?
100%. Of course.
Really?
Okay, so this is like a clothing store one? Okay. Pretty good.
But it doesn't seem like it's publicly being humiliated.
There's
it's
cars
just,
going by. Like, there could be people walking by, I guess.
This just seems like a gangbang. To me, public humiliation is you're at
like a Chili's.
A restaurant or Chili's and somebody talks about how little money you make.
Like,
that's what I thought it was. Yeah. I didn't think it was this.
See, I like this because this, like, fucking guy is so creepy and weird. I love it.
It's not really humiliating, though. I mean, unless your mom's standing there watching you. It's not really that humiliating to me.
Well, yeah, but you have a different scale of humiliation to someone that's humiliating.
I mean, that's more humiliating.
Yeah.
To walk around like that with that chain. She doesn't even have fucking
this is good
knee that. Pads on.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, in the bar scenes, she'll, like, make the girl, like, clean up the cum with her hair and, like, spit on him a lot.
Yeah, that to me is worse.
Yeah. This is hot. Where are they? Fucking the Louvre? Is that Versailles?
I think this is Paris. This is might just be artwork.
Oh, boo. I want it to be porn.
Who is it humiliating for, though? The girl that's getting humiliated or the other person?
Everyone involved is a scumbag.
Everyone involved is into it.
Shut up, Mabel. Go lie down then if you don't like the situation.
Mabel does not like that kind of porn.
Go lie down. Go in the room. Because you're pissing me off with your attitude.
Mabel, you're going to get put down.
She is. But maybe I'll get like 5 good years out of her.
Probably longer than that. Unless she actually bites someone, then got to make sure she doesn't bite a little rich kid.
You think she's going to bite a kid?
She could bite a poor kid.
There's a lot of rich kids here.
Yeah, she could bite a poor kid. But like
an angry rich mom who can just come after you.
Make sure she bites only poor kids.
How? I'm in this zip code.
Well, start walking her to the fucking South Bronx.
I'm gonna. I'm start walking her.
Walk her to my house.
At least the East Village or something. Like,
yeah, don't walk her around here.
Canal Street. Yeah, you're getting demoted to Canal Street, Mabel.
Mabel,
do you hear me?
Tisk tisk.
She's sleeping. You know the other thing? She's really tired.
Great. Stop making excuses for your dog.
That's why I thought she was gonna be like real lovey dovey.
Nope, she's mean. She's a mean dog.
I mean, she's being lovey-dovey to me.
Sure. I mean,
That's not what I want. And she was, I mean, her and Pat make out every time. I don't know why Pat's not intervening more.
What's he supposed to be doing?
Just, like, showing how nice that she really is.
Oh, I thought he was supposed to be intervening in the podcast.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. He can't contribute much.
Well, what's he going to do with her?
He's good about her, because he had a lab he had to put to sleep.
Did you? Because it bit someone? Oh, how old was it?
11 and a half.
It's not that old.
Not that old. Sick.
Adrian likes a real old dog. She likes to 14. Let them live. Yeah. Till they're really, really on death's door.
Really on death's door. Just peeing every day.
Inside.
Peeing every day on her bed like I had a washer and dryer. Like, bitch, and did what you? Are you? No. Why would I have a washer and dryer?
Some people do.
Do you not have a washer and dryer in here? Mm-mm. Why would you get an apartment without it?
There's one two floors down.
Gross. That's disgusting. That's still the sign of a poor person.
Yeah. That's pretty gross. My friend has in-unit laundry. And the thing is, like, all those washers and dryers, they stink. They're really small, and they take, like, hours, and they don't have a lot of power.
They do take a long time, but you mean the ones that are, like, double-deckers?
Yeah.
They don't smell. I've used other friends that smell.
I mean, they're not good when I say they stink. I just mean they take forever. Like, even my friend within unit says she has piles of laundry.
Well, that's because she's lazy.
She's not, though.
You could
run lazy at laundry, maybe.
Yeah, but you could do one load a day. How much stuff is she wearing?
Oh, God. That one load of laundry is like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours of your life.
Not if you're in your apartment. You literally walk over, put it in. Go do whatever else you're doing. You could do it in between podcasts.
I can't think of things to do in that time, you know?
That's why you have your, what is it, curling iron on 24 hours a day?
Just leave it on. Keep it hot.
You can't think about, that's like insane.
Just keep it hot, Adrian.
It's insane to always have a curling iron hot in case you have to.
You fry an egg? You want some eggs?
Do you just have something burning all the time?
Just cook some bacon.
I like how I went in there. You're like, watch out for the curling iron. It's on.
I just curled my hair. I was going to, you know.
Your hair looks very nice.
I do things like that, though. I do weird shit like that.
That's dangerous. It's not just weird.
But, like, I'll do other, like, slovenly type things. Like, I'll leave something somewhere, like, thinking, I'm going to come back and use that.
Sure, I get that.
And then I don't.
Yeah, you should have a maid in here.
But the maids hate the dog. She bites them. JK. One woman was petrified, though.
Take her out.
I usually do, but they take for fucking ever.
This isn't that big of an apartment. It should not take longer than two to three hours.
Nobody moves fast anymore. Nobody moves fast.
Listen, the Hispanics that I hire move very quickly because they have to pick their kids up. That's what you need. Somebody who has young children, they have to go get them right away and get them from school.
I mean, everywhere I go, nobody's moving fast. Nobody's walking fast. I feel like everybody's like walking where they're going so slow.
That's because people here have money and time doesn't matter to them. You need to be back around poor people who have to hustle.
I don't know if that's true of all of them because there are like rich people who are like walk with purpose and have somewhere to fucking be and they want to make money and they have some a goal of them, for yes. The day. But yeah. Like some people, like you can just tell, like you don't like where you're going. I can tell wherever you're going, you don't want to go, and you're dragging yourself.
A lot of people have depression.
I know.
More people need to be medicated.
You think?
Yeah. Most people are depressed. Did you ever have a day job that you hated?
Yeah.
Most people's lives are like that all the time. They're going to a job that they absolutely hate, and they'd rather be dead. But they just don't have the courage to kill themselves. Everyone I worked with in an office hated being there.
Yeah.
That's most people's lives.
No, I mean, but like, I feel like you can, I had an awful job. I mean,
Yeah, it's brutal.
I didn't love my writing job. There were so many hours of like.
But even that is better than a job you like. At least that was writing something you're somewhat interested in. Imagine working in an office and you're in the mailroom.
But like, whose fault is that? Do you know what I mean?
Of course, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Do you think the guy that works for UPS loves it?
I just assume they have criminal records.
You can't get a job as a criminal at UPS. UPS pays sure. a lot of money. No, you cannot.
And then you can probably work your way up, right? You can start entry level.
No, you can't work. If you have a criminal record, they're not going to let you work at UPS where you're handling people's merchandise. No way. Karen, no way. That means a job that some.
Find out.
There's no way you can. I'm telling you right now.
Does UPS have a system where they hire
to see if you're a criminal
from prison?
What are they in there for?
Marijuana charges, which should be expunged anyway.
Sure, but like that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about real prison where you're in there for like something real.
Yes, they will, depending on what your conviction is. All right. But I didn't say murderers. I said...
Well, murderers don't really get out of prison.
So they love murdering. There's more people to murder in prison. They love it there.
Listen, you're not working at UPS. You're not working at UPS if you have a slight...
Yes. Wait, you have to read it, Pat. You
Someone said, yes, I had a felony, several of them, and they went back as far as when I had an assault and battery on a police officer over 20 years ago.
And they didn't hire him.
They did.
Oh, they did?
They did?
Yes. He has a family. This is from a family member who now drives for UPS.
This one says no, they do background checks on everyone. I'm saying for the most part, I've never heard of somebody like that.
Maybe in different states.
See, here in New York, they will not hire an applicant with a felony. Why would you hire somebody that's been to jail as opposed to someone who's smart enough?
Because I believe in redemption.
Like, and look what happened. This dog was in a shelter. She went to bite me. This dog should have been dead. That's exactly what you don't want at UPS.
She didn't bite you, though. Just like that convict UPS guy isn't going to steal.
Yeah, they do a background check. If you did steal, they won't hire you. But
she showed restraint.
If you kill somebody, they may give you a chance.
If you kill somebody, you can get it. That's not that bad. UPS. You're in prison.
I had a fucking feeling.
They're not going to. You're in prison. What job do you want? I want to work in the hair salon.
Okay.
What are you going to do if you're in prison?
God, I don't know. I mean, I'm a sex worker outside of prison.
You're going to be a sex worker in prison?
It's all I know, Adrian.
No, there's other stuff you know, too, like leaving the curling iron on. Maybe you should work in the hair place with me.
Yeah, I can do hair. I can do French braids.
We're going to have to learn how to do other ethnicities type of hair also.
Yeah, I bet I could do like braids. I could do okay braids. I think I just have to learn how to like how they get the lines so divided, like so neat.
I think you get, I don't know if they let you use it or not in prison, but you would get some type of comb.
Right.
And then at night, you take it back to your room and you get it into a shank. so you can get ready to shank somebody that comes to your... Or you could be the person that gives out the mail. That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
That's a terrible job in the real world.
So you don't think that mail guy, you don't think that mail guy in prison is applying to UPS when he gets out? He lives to deliver parcels.
He's probably not going to be able to get it if he's been in there for some type of felon.
But he's good at delivering parcels.
He might still be a pedophile. As long as he doesn't deliver mail to someone with a child, he's fine.
He delivers mail. It's his dick in a box.
It's like, I got a present for you.
I'm the Dalai Lama. Suck on this.
Ugh, the Dalai Lama. Gross. I never liked that guy. I just want to say that. I was never a fan of his.
I just like all these like, you know, religious figures we're supposed to look up to. They're still just like people to me, all of them. So yeah, you can be ordained and have all this quote unquote authority from God. But I don't believe you. I don't care. I don't fucking care.
I mean, God is fake.
No, God is very real.
Okay. why don't you become a cardinal?
That's what I want for you.
I want you to be a bishop. Why? Because every day you wake up
next to Satan.
Every day you wake up near this
dark
dog.
Lord. No. What were you saying about? You want to be a bishop?
I want you to be a bishop. Oh. I want you to wear that big hat.
I love that big hat. Fill it with Coke. Sell it. The outfits are the best part of like Catholicism for sure.
That big white outfit.
All yeah, the robes, like the embroidered things, the velvet, you know.
Do you think women aren't bishops because they'll get their period all over that big white thing?
Yeah, dumb whores don't know how to plug up their own holes when they're bleeding.
Well, God, if he existed, would take it away.
He would make periods. It all go away, our periods, if he loved us.
He doesn't, though. Well, look at that guy. Is he sniffing the Ukraine flag?
They do all this kissing shit. Oh, it is the Ukraine flag.
I think that's Ukraine's flag, oh, and he's just kissing
like blessing it. That's nice. But, like, that's not going to save any
lives. It doesn't
lives.
Do anything.
I know. That's not really...
Like you're gonna kiss this guy? This guy's gonna be rich. Do something for this guy that actually will affect his life. Don't kiss him on the mouth when he needs $100,000.
Bishops are, how does it go? Priest, bishop, cardinal, or pope, cardinal.
Who's the highest? The pope, right?
The pope, yeah.
I saw the pope in Italy.
Oh, wow. And yeah. You don't believe in God after that experience.
Listen, I asked him to give me a new car and I didn't get one. So here we go. Deacons, priests, bishops, cardinals, and archbishops, mm-hmm. The Pope, and then God.
Look at God. Look at yellow God.
Do you think the Pope is like, I hope that I get upgraded to God? I want to be the God so bad.
Yeah.
And then what's the other side?
Satan.
The deacons, rectors, vicars,
sex workers,
curates, archdeacons. Oh, that's England.
They copy us about everything. Wait, what was I saying? I tried to be an altar girl. They wouldn't let me. In my family, one of my like second cousins was a priest. Mm-hmm. And he like did all the weddings and the baptisms and the first communions of like our family.
My dad was a altar boy, and like sometimes when you do weddings or funerals, you get tipped. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got that either.
No, I asked to be money. An altar girl and they wouldn't let me.
I think they'd have to.
I was like, please.
Can you imagine some poor little transgender kid that right. wants to be an altar girl and right. they turn them down?
I know.
That would be the front news. That whole church would get shut down.
Transgender girl only wants to serve Lord.
Serve the Lord, yes.
Met with rejection.
That would be all over the news. Huffington Post would pick that up. That'd be a HuffPo article.
Yeah. She's like, you're a grown man. You're wearing a dress.
Why can't we all wear dresses? Touche.
You know.
Have you been on? You said you've been on the road, right?
Kinda.
A little bit.
A little bit here and there.
I'm trying to get Karen to get an agent.
Yeah, Adrian's the only one who's like trying to push and my career forward.
I know. So why don't you have an agent right now? You have a lot of followers. You should have an agent.
Yeah. I just like.
You're just too comfortable. You have too much money. That's the problem.
I just like don't like.
You can't even finish a sentence, let alone get a fucking agent.
Like, I don't feel like this. Like, I mean, I feel a little bit. And I like did like text that person and like, we're going to probably have lunch and everything will be fine. But you're right. I don't have that like sort of like. Like
you're
climbery,
too, you're too
let me at him. Yeah,
you're the rich person that's walking slow. See,
no, I walk so fucking fast.
No, that's not what I mean.
People.
You're the person that just doesn't. You don't need more.
Of course, I want more though. We'll have to have more. Well, there has to be more.
Get an agent.
Is that all there is? But isn't it like my thing is also like I like just like doing stuff myself and being responsible for myself and only having to depend on myself.
Cool.
Like a loner. That seems like another whole relationship.
That you have to have somebody that's like in charge of your career? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that makes me want to cry.
Why? You said that the person that was helping you isn't even that great at it right now, so you want somebody
else.
Shut up.
He listens to every episode.
Well, that's why I didn't say their name.
What'd you say, Pat?
He knows.
I suppose I say it to his face pretty often.
Well, that's just not what that's not like what he's trained at, I guess.
Yeah. Would you say you're pretty aggressive when it comes to stuff like that?
No.
Industry stuff?
Not really. I have to get more followers. That's what I have to do. That is what comedy is right now. Anytime I meet a new comic, I'm like, work on your social media. Nobody cares about your jokes.
That's so depressing, but it's true.
Yeah, of course it's depressing.
It's true. And it's like, what works sometimes, like, makes you, like, bums you out, too. Like, sometimes, like, I'm like, this clip fucking stinks. It doesn't. But I'm in, like, a see-through dress, and it is what it is, and it's, like, got, like, I don't know, 3 million views, got, like, a huge follower bump, yes. Whatever.
If I was you, I would be showing my body all the time.
I feel like you got to pick and choose because I lose followers when I do that.
Who cares? Those people suck anyway.
Sure, I like thinning. I like the thought of thinning the herd time to time too. That's why I like putting up. I just like putting up stuff that's like me.
I think you. So this is what I'm saying. I don't think you should put it up all the time. I think you should do it as much as you're comfortable
right.
with and want to.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, when you're 60, you're not going to be doing that.
Yes, I am, Adrian.
And that's where you're going to lose a lot of
Look
followers.
At Mabel. Mabel.
You got to do it now.
Look at the, but what about the grandmas that were just up on the Pornhub front page?
We were disgusted. Front we were page. Disgusted by them.
Not me. I thought they
just
great.
You?
They look so happy.
They did not look happy. That lady
was
like.
Do you think they look happy or like stunned?
They did not look happy.
They don't know when the timer started on their phone. For the photo.
They're just like waiting. Are you looking at porn stars, 60-year-old porn stars?
Ooh, good.
Let's see the top GILF porn stars. Actually, she has nice tits.
I mean, her tits are pretty great.
I mean, her face is horrific.
Her face is not horrific.
I mean, that lady's face is terrible. She does have a nice body, though. Julia Budd.
Wow. But this is like, oh, wow. This you're is number
gonna,
three?
You're going to do that at Skankfest when you're 60?
Yes.
You're going to Skankfest and
Wait,
have your tits
she's
like
so
that?
Cute.
She is cute, but she's not that old.
How old is she, Pat?
50.
No, she's not. I don't believe you that woman's 62. 55.
She might be. I mean, these chicks.
Oh, Sally is having, look how happy she is. Yeah, I like when they're really happy.
She has her hand. She has her hands up like that, so her tits will be higher
That's
up.
That's Tim Dillon.
There's no way. Come on. How long is this lady? This lady has a nice body. Her
she's
face
cute.
Is okay too.
Yeah, she's cute. She looks like Vicky Gunderson from The Real Housewives. Do you know?
No, but she looks like she has that Stepford Wife face.
Yeah, very Stepford Wifey.
Oh, Annabelle should wrap it up. She should wrap it up, Annabelle. Annabelle has better days,
but she's for someone. Someone wants that.
Yeah, her husband that is forced to fuck her.
Someone ran through like that has a husband?
You don't think so?
Sometimes. You know who one of the hottest couples, and I'm not implying that either of them are run through, but Manuel Ferreira is this porn star, and he's married to Caden.
I don't know any of these people. I'm not in your world. I'm not in your porn world. I don't know these people.
They're like the like. Cream the
cream
like
the, de la creme,
the top echelon, like elite.
That guy's a doctor,
Manuel. And like, they I'm pretty certain have like a pretty open relationship, but they are married and like have this sort of magical life together. And
oh, they're not old though,
no,
they're young,
they're not so young.
No, I guess you're right, they're probably what 40s,
40s.
Yeah, but they're not 60. Is that Alessia Schlesinger?
But when they are, because I think like...
No, that's not Alessia Schlesinger. I can't say her name.
Schlesinger? Oh, he's so fucking hot. I'm obsessed with him.
Did you try and fuck that guy? Don't I remember you trying to fuck that guy?
We DM.
Do you guys bang?
No, but we like sexed. And like we were supposed to, there's been plans too, but nothing's come to fruition.
What happened? He drops the ball?
Yeah, he had like, I think he had his like kids or something when we were in LA. He had to like bring him somewhere. I'll show you the messages.
And then he's just like,
But he was going to do my podcast. He was going to do my podcast. But then we were definitely going to fuck.
I think I'd rather fuck his wife. I think his wife's hotter than him.
I like men.
Yeah, but she's just prettier.
Not to me.
Well,
if you watch like one of his porns too, you'll be like, oh my God.
All right, let me see a porn. I went to Amsterdam and
Adrian, all right, let me see a porn. Let me see.
I just want to see this guy because it's like, I'm sure I'm going to watch this and I'm not going to be wowed. Like, that's the thing where you're like, you have to see his porn.
You're such a cynic. You don't know.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I see it and my mind is blown. And
well,
I'm like,
Pat's
I also
going to pick a shitty clip because he's a dumbass.
Listen, pick the best Manuel Ferreira.
Him and like, what's her name? I think Angela something, Angela White. I think they have like a pretty amazing scene. You know what? The thing is, he talks so much. His verbal is off the charts.
Like during sex.
Yeah. He's like, oh, my fuck your pussy. That pussy's so nice. You're so wet.
So you love that.
Yes. Look at him.
That guy has a baton.
His penis?
No, he had like a baton in his hand.
Pat, skip the ad.
What's the that? Ad? The ad is what gets, that's like foreplay.
Oh, that's a hot porn star. That chick. She is Mabel. Mabes. Can I talk to you about this behavior this afternoon? If you were so tired, you could be sleeping in my bed. It's king-size Tempur-Pedic. Thank you. But you have to have the audio on, Pat. Why not? See, he's talking.
Why can't you have the audio on?
I think like YouTube's going to kill us or whatever.
Wait, can you show this on your actual podcast?
Look at this. No.
Oh.
Adrian. So he also has this thing called like progeria or something where your like dick skin stretches out because your dick's so big and it's slightly uncomfortable when you fall.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh my God, he's so fucking hot. Look how big he is.
Where did you...
Oh, I love him.
Where?
I love him.
Does he... He fucks slow though. I thought you don't like this slow fucking. Slow.
Well...
I mean, he's slapping her pretty hard. You can see all the marks.
Yeah, he's good.
Can't hear saying,
well, Pat, it's
you
like
you can't hear what he's saying, but he's yeah, enjoying well,
pick,
it.
Yeah, but you pick the shot with the girl on top of where you can't even see his face. Yeah, better. That's a hot fucking porn star. Who is this girl?
You're hotter than that chick.
Really?
Yeah.
For it's sure. On the air.
You
whatever.
Should definitely...
He fucks like a dream. I love him. I want to marry him.
This is like a Lifetime movie. That's where you're getting...
Well, yeah, I do like the storyline in the beginning.
Well, Pat, forget it.
But whatever, Pat. It just, you trust me. Everyone.
Well, listen, I hope it works out for you, and I hope you get to fuck him. That's all I ever want is like, for you to get fucked by someone you like.
A situation like that, though, sometimes I stress myself. I could see myself psyching myself out too much.
You mean how you were trying to impress that guy in your boxing class and fucked your arm up?
Yeah.
You're going to be doing box jumps and, and hurt your other hand?
Yes, I really get in my own head.
Karen, I really, why?
I don't know. I just like, I lose all confidence when it's like a really hot guy, like lately.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You're very hot. You
I
have
think,
a lot
no,
of
I think
money.
I'm just kidding.
You
no,
have this
they don't
nasty
like
dog. I think they like that you act like a cunt, though.
She's not nasty. Look at her. That's a puppy. That's a baby.
If I touch her right now, she'll be ferocious and bite me. Look at her. See? I just said that and she walked into her face.
Mabel. What is your... Cut it out.
Look at that nice dog.
Can I speak with you? Can I speak with you? You've got a real attitude problem. Are you ignoring me?
Yeah, this dog is not listening well at all.
Are you ignoring me? Do you want to go in your bed? You want to go in the bed?
No, she's comfortable, I think.
She's a bitch.
Well, Mabel, I try to be nice to you.
You know what it is, Adrian? She's really tired. Because we went out from like 12:45 to almost 2.
Wow, she went out for an hour?
But I mean, this morning we were out from 6:30 a.m. till 8:30 a.m. Get down then. Get down. You're out of here.
I didn't even do anything to her.
I know. You're out of here. She's been a brat.
Why are you being so mean, Mabel?
She's out of here. Fuck off. You're a bitch.
Mabel, why
she'll
be
go
mean?
Right to my bed. She'll go right to my bed. She's fine. You didn't have to chase her in there, Pat, like a man.
Well, Pat loves her.
She's being a bitch.
She's not being very nice.
She's overtired and...
Do you think she doesn't like Wu-Tang?
It's
she's competitive with other blacks.
Other black artists.
Other black artists, yes. She's very competitive.
She is an artist in her own way, I suppose. What do you think's going on with comedy? Do you ever get frustrated about anything?
I think about quitting comedy all the time.
I know, but then you also think about moving to LA sometimes. Are you still thinking about that?
I don't know if I would let... I don't know. I do sometimes think about going to LA just for a change of scenery, but like...
We talk about it. Like, we're going to go there every winter, and then we like don't.
We do say that.
Yep.
We should just go together.
Let's go. I know, because then we'll have each other to like hang out with.
But who am I going to hang out with by myself there? Tim? Tim's never there.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Well, we can make him be there.
No.
We're coming. Stay put, bitch.
He'll be in the Hamptons or Austin or somewhere.
Not in the winter, though. I feel like in the winter, he likes staying on the West Coast.
Maybe, but you know, he likes to just jet set.
He's so fucking rich and famous. Are you jealous of any comedians? I'll go first.
I'm jealous of people's... I'm not jealous of comics where I'm like, I want their act.
No.
I'm jealous where I'm like, I want to have those fans so that, yes, I can go on the road. Like, I did a show in Fort Wayne this weekend on a Friday, 15 people there. And I was like, I could have stayed home. This is like a waste of my time. Like a real waste of my time. And then the show, the second I was in a real city, and that was better.
Right.
But like that Friday show, I was like, oh.
Do they communicate stuff with you like going in? Because I find sometimes like I try to be very like transparent, especially if a manager hasn't gotten it for me and I've just booked it myself and I'm talking to the booker. I'm like, how are sales? Before, during, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my manager booked this and I think she like says that other people have gone there and like the Fort Wayne. Like when I was there, there were 15 people there. There were people with like a Skankfest show shirt on.
Yeah.
So like there are people that are there for the comedy.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, last time this other comic was here and they had less people. And they're like more known than me. And I'm like, why are people doing this show?
Right. What's going on?
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So then, and then also like I got driven to Indianapolis by this guy. I had to wait for him to get off work as a barista. Like the whole thing is just like, the whole thing is where I, like at some point I was like, I wish that I was rich right now and I could just get like leave and just be like, I'm out of here.
I'm done.
Cause like, it's not like the guy was bad or anything. He was nice and we had a nice time, but like, you know, we're in a car where there's like, the wife was an artist and like I get in the car and I've never had this situation this late in my life.
Yeah.
Where somebody's picked you up in a car and you're like, what's going on with you? There was paint all over the seat where I go, is that wet? I was like, am I going to get that all over my pants? Like, I only have one pair of jeans here. I'm here for the weekend. And she's like, no, it's dry. But like half the inside of the door is missing. Like, it's just like, this is not where I should be 19 years into comedy.
But then you're also like performing at like Madison Square Garden.
I open for Louis there. It's not like I'm there on my own. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like that's
how many comics get to do that?
Sure, it's a great opportunity and I'm very grateful for it, but it doesn't move the needle for me. Like, yes, I got some followers from it that like now know my comedy, but all in all, I'm still in that car where I thought there was paint.
That set, you have footage of that whole set? Because you put up a couple clips, right?
I only put up one clip from it because I'm going to tape a special later in the year, so I don't want to put all that stuff out.
Oh.
But like, I'm still doing that gig where like, I don't know where the hotel is the day before I'm flying out still. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like that type of stuff.
Well, that's about to change. I think the special will really pop off.
I don't, we'll see. I don't think so. I think my time is come and gone.
Shut up. You're such a bitch.
My time is come and gone.
I always tell Adrian, she's my favorite comedian. I'm like, Bass, I just want to be like you. And
why?
She just, like, shits on herself.
You want to be in a car with a guy whose wife has paint all over, and she's, and
no, but I'm jealous of your act.
Take it. Why don't we come? Let's combine forces. You have the audience, you have my jokes, and you also do great crowd work. You could take that and let's make you a superstar.
No,
I'll be your road manager.
No, let's just stay. Let's just stay here.
Just stay what? Like this?
Let's just stay like this inside.
I shouldn't be.
Let's stay inside. Do you want an oxy?
Do you know that if I was a cop right now, I'd have 1 year until I could retire?
Yeah.
That's
or like if
depressing.
We were garbage men or something and started right out of high school, we would also be retiring.
Yes. I could have be on my second career as a security guard. That's what everyone
snooze.
Does.
Snooze. But what a like, what a snooze.
Or detective. I would like to be a detective.
You are one.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I would love to be a detective.
Yeah, but don't you have to go to like law school?
Not to be a detective. What are you fucking crazy?
Police have to learn laws.
They don't go to law school. It's like, you don't even have to go to college, I don't think.
Jesus Christ.
That's why these cops are so dumb.
I think to be a detective, you should know laws.
You have to know the laws, but I don't think you have to be able to fight, like, you know, go before a jury.
Yeah, but like you're giving the evidence in these cases, right? So like you and the way that you do things, if you're trying to get somebody convicted, you've probably got to know a lot of laws. Adrian,
I mean, you don't,
I just
not,
don't know if you know not, enough laws. Not, I mean, you didn't even know UPS was hiring felons.
They're not. They're definitely not hiring felons in New York City. There's no way. You can't even get a job at Rite Aid as a felon.
What?
Yes.
You're telling me those people are not felons?
They're not
those
felons.
People are idiots.
They're just retarded. Well, they're not felons. I know.
What would you prefer? An adult mentally handicapped person or ringing up your toothpaste or a fucking fast hand felon? Maybe like a dealer?
Listen. Like,
I feel like they're going to be faster. All I care about is speed when it comes to stuff like that.
Of course.
Do you have a write-in card? No.
Wow. Wow,
I
Karen.
Hate when they ask.
One time, so I went to this. My dog will go to doggy daycare in like a rich area. It's like I
oh,
bust
so
the
you
poor
abandon your dog?
No, I take her from the poor Bronx and I ship her to Westchester, so nobody knows we're garbage. Anyway, so there's if I go to a shopping store there, there's always like a slow guy that rings everyone up, and yeah. It's early in the morning, so he's the only one open.
Yeah.
And he always wants to talk to me more, and everyone online gets so mad that I keep talking
you
to the slow guy.
So much.
Yeah, this guy's. He's so happy to be there.
Right. And I mean, talking to you. I mean,
he doesn't even know that anything's wrong with me. He thinks that he's like compared to him, I'm doing great. he doesn't know. I'm paying full price for Tide.
It sounds like you. He lives for you.
This guy. I want to say that since I haven't been there, he's probably trying to kill himself several
yeah,
times.
He misses you.
Yes, but he keeps. He knows one day
See,
I'll be back
I
there.
If I was one of the people in that line and you were holding up the line, I would be irritated.
I know, but what are you going to say? Stop talking to the slow guy so I get out of here faster.
What is it taking so long? What is this guy, retard? Fuck.
Exactly. It's like, hey, this guy deserves... Now, if I was one of those people, I'd also be mad, but because
I know you
but
would.
Because I'm doing it, it's better.
Right.
My,
you would, though. You
one, time, one time, my stepfather got kicked out of Block... Actually, he got banned from Blockbuster because there was a slow person ringing someone up, and he started making fun of him.
Stop it.
He's dead, though. That's what happened. He died because of it.
Oh, good.
He deserved
it. At 89?
He no, died. No, it was like 67.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, do you hear my feet crack? Sorry. What kind of special needs was he? Was he like Down syndrome?
I think he wasn't Down syndrome. I think it's where you're...
See, now you're going to do it.
No, I don't know. Where you just can't function right.
Well, nothing works?
Not crippled.
So you're like, eyes
not
are shut,
crippled.
Your mouth is shut. You're like, nothing works?
No, what is it? Where you kind of do that. I don't know what that
Those
is.
Those are the formaldehyde baby sometimes.
No, it wasn't a formaldehyde baby. Whatever that is, I don't want to do it.
The claw? That's all he had was a little claw?
I think where your arm.
And your uncle made fun of it? What'd your uncle do? Oh, what's wrong with your arm?
You can't straighten your wrists. What is that?
Gay?
That's with cerebral palsy, yeah.
Cerebral
Thank you.
Palsy, ugh.
But you're still normal. You're still normal, though. Your brain works the same, I think.
A little slower, but yeah, I think so.
A little slower.
And yeah, but like those people, it's like, how are you bagging groceries? Like this isn't...
Well, that's not where... That was just Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. They can do the videos. That's easy.
Yeah, and it's also like you just hold
it's
the
one video.
Video. Right. You just kind of take the video in your hand and you leave.
Swipe it. They
yeah.
probably do what I'm doing right now because I know what it's like.
That's why
Block.
That's why Blockbuster closed because they were They had all those cerebral palsy people working there.
Sales
it tanked. It tanked their business.
All right. On that note, you're taping a special, but is there anything you want to promote? Like, your road dates. Your
yeah. Check
social
out.
Media?
Check out my road dates. AdrianAvalugi.com.
She's meaner to me, I think, than Micah. Who do you think is meaner to me, Pat?
I mean, considering I got bit by your dog.
But she literally went like this. Ah. Like, we did the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's not nice. I know you
I know.
Time.
If I did that to you, I would understand if you didn't like me. If we were talking and all of a sudden I was like, rah!
Exactly. I'd be like, wow. What a
I'm
nasty
not saying,
witch.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just
dog
saying
should
she
be,
didn't actually
That dog
bite
should
you.
Be put down.
All right, did you finish plugging your stuff?
Oh, follow me on Instagram and I don't know. I have nothing. What do I have going on? Follow me on Instagram.
You're such a bitch.
Listen to Baby Skeletons. Come out to my shows so I have more than 15 people.
Adrian's the best. You're stupid if you don't go to her shows. Fucking idiots.
I really think if somebody would get very upset by my jokes and try and cancel me, that could help. So be outraged.
Yeah.
Take it to Huffington Post.
Yeah.
We just made fun of cerebral palsy.
That's
did,
the clip, too.
That's the clip, too,
this
probably.
Is the
oh, my God. Listen, we could get canceled together.
That'd be so good for
Tell us if you think I should just join forces with Karen and one of us should be a comedian. I think we could do
we
it.
We tried it as two independent
I think
women,
if we just made one conglomerate. But if we
fucking, yeah. I mean, I could take your act.
For sure.
All right, bye. Say bye to Adrienne. She's going behind the scenes.
I'm going
now.
Behind the scenes.
She's a ghostwriter.
I'm going to be behind the scenes for now on. You're going to do a lot of transgender jokes, so I hope you're into it.
I'm ready for tranny fee and check what, Pat? Like and subscribe. We're almost at 100,000 subscribers.
That's awesome.
He makes me say stuff like that. It makes
well,
me
it's good.
Boil.
You should do it. I don't have a podcast.
You used to, though.
Yeah, and I had no listeners.
We get some. Thank you, Adrienne.
Bye.
It's only she is.